The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
2-1-1, fast pass, right side, got it!
Braves basketball is sponsored by Glick's, Murray Motors Chevrolet, APW, Zimmerman Motors, Slavinsky Law Offices, Carpetman, Ad One Advertising Specialties, Sunbury Motors, Peters Home Appliance Center, W&L Subaru, Purdy Insurance Agency, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, and Little Addie's Cafe. Now, let's go courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
It is matinee basketball this afternoon in Cole Township. It is the Shikellamy Braves coming into this afternoon's matchup at 4-11 overall, 2-6 in conference play against the 9-6 Shamokin Indians that are 6-2 in conference play. Getting underway rather quickly this afternoon. JV game minus a couple of players. Nate Manier unavailable for this game on the JV side. That meant Luciano had to focus on the varsity game, so the Braves JV had a lot of trouble breaking the press, and Shamokin pretty much dominated that game. Braves varsity looking for a little bit different outcome than that, Chief.
Yeah, that was really what I would call a major blowout, with the Shamokin junior varsity just hammering the Braves. They full court press, when you came up and told me, I looked down and I thought, that's right, they don't have either one of their starting guards. And it's no wonder the Braves junior varsity had trouble beating that press, because it was very difficult for them to bring the ball up. And I'll tell you what, Shamokin's junior varsity just shot the eyes out of the basket. And, you know, they were like, anybody who wants to take a three, they're going in. Let's just do it, okay? And that full court press got the layups off the transition. They got the three-point shots. They were making them. And Donnie Leitzel's junior varsity probably took the worst beating that they've taken all year long.
No question.
I think they only had 7 or 9 points at halftime.
Yeah, I think that's their third loss of the season, if memory serves.
And that's a good basketball team.
Oh, absolutely.
I've been there. Those kinds of things happen, and they seem to happen when you start at 12 o'clock in the Shamokin Gymnasium on
a
Saturday.
Well, Colin Bowers and also Mason Filarski are the two guys that the Braves are hoping don't get hot from the outside, and both can. Bowers averaging 17 a game, Filarski averaging 14 a game. We'll talk to Coach Bill Ziegler about those two guys and more coming up when we head into the locker room. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
Hey, Shikellamy sports fans. Our team knows how important it is to warm up before each basketball game and wrestling match. Well, Little Addie's Cafe Market Street Sunbury can help you warm up, too. Little Addie's features mochas, espresso, lattes, and innovative seasonal drinks. Homemade breakfast and lunches every Tuesday through Sunday, so you can kick back any day or weekend with their homemade soups, sandwiches, and weekly specials. Visit Little Addie's Cafe on Facebook or Market Street Sunbury. Upgrade your day.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealensgrove.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Welcome back to Cole Township. Kevin Hur with Coach Bill Ziegler, the Shikellamy Braves, getting ready for the Shamokin Indians. What did you learn looking at the film the last time you played Shamokin? What is it you learned about the team and how you need to play the Shamokin team?
One, we have to get back on defense. I think that's a very big, important part of the game. Shamokin likes to run, and when they're done running, they run some more. So we have to make sure that, when we shoot and miss, we have to sprint back and get all the way back immediately and try to get them to not have some layups like they did last time against us.
Last time out against Danville, Danville started to press a little bit, did not handle the press as well. What is it you need to do offensively to get the ball to the open guy a little quicker?
Well, we have to just move without the ball. Anytime somebody's pressing, they usually try to, make a trap somewhere, which leaves somebody open. And, that person, against Danville a little bit would run and hide down the other end of the court. We couldn't get it to him. We have to, make sure that when we get double teamed, you have to realize you're double teamed and flash back to the ball and also open your mouth so that not only we can see you, but we can hear you.
What are some of the key matchups today?
They have two guards that can really shoot the ball. I mean, Filarski and Bauer probably have almost 80 threes combined for the year, and that's a ton. So we have to make sure anytime they're outside the arc with the ball that we are contesting everything they have. And Mosser is kind of a little bit of a throwback player where he likes to penetrate and pull up from 10 to 12 feet, and that seems to be a lost art. It's either a layup or a three most times, but he gets into the paint and pulls up, and he's going to be tough. And he's left-handed, too, and jumps well.
With Filarski, is he another one of those guys that when he gets half court, you have to have a guy on him?
Maybe a step or two inside a half court. He can really shoot the ball. And Bowers has over 40 threes for the year. So he's probably their biggest three-point shooter. But Filarski, is on pace to probably score 1,000 points next year, so he can also fill it up. We just got to make sure that, they're going to get their three-point attempts. They just have to be contested.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the time. We'll check in with you later.
Thank you.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design, Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glicks here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glicks should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glicks.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Welcome back to Cole Township. Shikellamy getting ready to take on the Shamokin Indians here this afternoon. We'll have the starting lineups for both teams coming up when we return. This is Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK.
Well, the holidays are over, and you can take a deep breath. With all the cooking you've done over the past few months, who wants to get back in the kitchen to make dinner? Not me. That's why I'm going to Garfield's Restaurant and Pub tonight. Everyone from the moms and dads right on down to all the kids. Always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice-cold drinks, including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more that you do not have to cook. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
That's our national anthem, a recorded version of said national anthem here this afternoon as we get ready for Shikellamy and Shamokin. Let's give you the starting lineups first for the Shamokin Indians, who are the home team today. Joseph Mosser is the guard, a 6'2 junior, averaging 12 points a game, a 57% free throw shooter on the year. Colin Bowers, a 6'1 senior at guard, averaging 17 a game, a 67% free throw shooter. It'll be Matt Shikitano getting the start today, averaging 4 points a game, a 63% free throw shooter for the 6'2 junior at guard. Mason Filarski is the 5'10 junior, a guard, averaging 14 a game, a 67% free throw shooter. And it'll be Brent Reed getting a start at guard, a 5'11 guard. He is a sophomore. For the Shikellamy Braves this afternoon, it'll be Dylan Stevens, a 5'10 junior at guard. Stevens averaging 4 points a game, leading the team from the free throw line at 82%. Brayden Long, a 6-foot sophomore. Long averages 9 points a game, a 55% free throw shooter, and leads the team in steals with 12. Carson Bauman, a 5'9 junior guard. Bauman averaging 2 a game, is a 50% free throw shooter, is tied for the team lead in charges. Darrell Lyles, a 6'4 forward, the senior, averaging 17. That's a team high. He's 47% from the line, is leading the team in rebounds, assists, points off turnovers, and in blocks. and Jacob Hernandez will be the other forward, the 6'2 freshman, averaging 6 points a game, a 77% free throw shooter, is third on the team in rebounds with 43. Braves averaging 32% from the floor, 38% from the floor, 32% from outside the arc, and 55% from the foul line, giving up 62 points a game and scoring 54. Once again, Shamokin coming in at 9-6 overall, 6-2 in conference play. The Braves at 4-11 overall, 2-6 in conference play. Lyles is at the center circle. Joining him there is Mosser. Braves in their road navy blue uniforms with white trim and maroon numerals. The tip is controlled by Shamokin. Shamokin with the white jerseys and blue lettering and trim. That shot on the baseline comes up short. And Braves have it back after losing the opening tip. Lyles with the basketball out front, guarded there by Mosser. They'll send it inside to Long at the foul line. Now out to Hernandez. Hernandez finds Lyles. Lyles looks around, finds Long flashing in the paint, kicks it back out, Bauman right side. He'll drive in from the wing. He'll 360 the rim and come up a little bit short. Filarski coming back the other way with a 2-on-4 underneath. He finds Bowers. Bowers can't get the shot off, has to get it back out to Reed. Now a three-point play from the far side by Bowers. Filarski comes up short. Braves with the basketball again. Here comes Hernandez from the near elbow, and he puts it up and in.
Good patience by the Braves on both offensive sets, and Hernandez got himself wide open for the 10-footer. Pretty tenacious man-to-man defense Shamokin threw at Shikalimi to start out, but the Braves handled it pretty good, Kevin.
Bowers with the basketball now. Deep three, top of the key for Bowers. Comes up well short, misses everything, and ends up going out of bounds.
Well, the Braves have done two things that Coach Ziegler wanted them to do. Number one, they've gotten back on defense. They've taken away the transition basket and the fast break. And number two, they've rebounded well, except they just threw the ball away there.
I was going to say, then that ball was thrown away. Bowers comes up with it, flashing it as Mosser. Mosser's shot no good. Underneath, Long with the rebound. Still 2-0 in favor of Shikalimi.
Yeah, the Braves have gotten every defensive board. Shamokin has no offensive boards on three trips down the court, so that's a plus for Shikalimi.
Minute 40, still no points for Shamokin. Now getting trapped is Bowers. He finds Long, near side Hernandez on the wing. Hernandez will drive in, spin one off the window, rattles around the rim, but Shikitano comes up with the rebound.
It's a good move, a little fast towards the end, but a nice solid move from the left side by Hernandez.
Driving in, forcing his way in is Mosser, right through the block of Lyles, and ties the game at two with just 2 minutes gone by.
And you can't let that happen. It's like nobody even came out to hedge him off of that. And there's a turnover by the Braves as Durrell throws the ball away.
Lyles is trying to get it inside to Stevens, who is flashing in.
He was open. Dylan Stevens was open on that break, that cut to the basket. Pass was a little fast and a little out in front of him.
Mosser with a basketball, goes to the near wing. That's where he'll find Reed. They'll swing it around left side. Deep three, and it's a big one. Filarski from just about pack sinus. Here comes Stevens underneath to Hernandez. Hernandez lays it up and in. Answers back, Braves trail
Braves
one.
Have no trouble beating the press. In fact, they beat Shamokin at their own game there as they got a 3-on-2. And nice pass from Stevens over to Hernandez for the easy bucket.
2-3 zone for the Braves as Shamokin tries to get it inside to Bowers, who misses the shot. Loose ball on the floor, picked up by Bowers.
Yeah, that's a shame. The Braves had everybody boxed out and just didn't get a solid rebound off of it, Kevin.
On the near wing, Filarski drives in, misses the shot. Big rebound, Hernandez underneath. Yeah.
Filarski had a great game here last year in the home game Shamokin had against Shikalimi. I think he had like 27 points.
Baseline jumper, Hernandez, and gets it. Hernandez with four of the Shikalimi six, leading it by one. Actually, he has all six of them. Sorry about that. You're right, Chief. As Chief gives me the sign for six, five fingers and a thumb, that would be six.
At Sesame Street it is.
Today's game brought to you by the number six.
Wow.
And the number three. It's another deep three from Filarski. That one was way past Paxinas. Driving the other way with an offensive foul is Bauer, or is a Bauman.
Well, Chicatano sat up pretty deep in that low box, and I don't think that Carson hit him that hard. I think Carson, you know, did a nice job of holding back on it, but what happened was it was a pretty good back act, if you want to call it that, from Chicatano.
Yes. And coming into the game, Tariq Braggs and Ian Paul will check in. Chicatano will sit out. Also getting a rest now is Reed. And the Braves will bring Luciano in as well as Mercado, as the two guards out front now have changed in this 2-3 zone. Braggs with the basketball and a two-point lead for Shamokin with 3:50 to go first period. Trying to go for three threes as Filarski misses it.
Great job by Braden Long on that rebound. Got up there high and pulled it in strongly.
Long head fakes to the left, moves to the right, takes the jumper, all tied at 8. 3:35 to go first period.
It's a completely different team than we saw the other night, Kevin.
Absolutely.
The kids are really doing a nice job of rebounding. They seem to be working well together. They're beating the press, and they're being physical out there again. Plus, they're making some tough shots.
If you're just joining us, this game was scheduled for 1:30 as driving in and making a nice move is Mosser, but he can't come up with it. Loose ball picked up by the Braves. Here's the feed to Lyles. Lyles lays it off the window and in. Shikalami with the lead, 10-8.
Well, Darrell really got up on that layup, Kevin, because he had, I think it was Chicatano down there trying to block the shot, and excellent job.
All alone underneath was number 25, Ian Paul. They find him, and he puts it up and in to tie it at 10, and now Shamokin will put on a little bit of a full-court man. But as I said, this game was supposed to start at 1:30. JV game went mercy rule, so it got up earlier, and the athletic director, Rick Casher, was kind enough to come up and say, hey, do you need us to hold it? We said, no, let's get it going. Said, we've got ourselves timed right. Coming back on the steal is Mosser, uncontested to the layup. Shamokin with a 12-10 lead, 2:30 to go first.
You cannot let your guard down. That was a short pass that Mosser intercepted there, Kevin.
That was a beautiful move by Luciano, who fakes to the right, moves the shot to the left, throws the defender just outside the paint, and from the left side, kisses it off the window and in.
Nice crossover, and Kevin, the Braves matching Shamokin basket to basket here.
Mosser between the circles, near side. Now Braggs fires a three, no good. Nice rebound underneath by Paul, puts it back up and gets the bucket.
Well, Ian Paul's making a living off the weak side. The first pass, it was the weak side of the zone, and it was a great pass as he made a basket. This was just a nice rebound off of that side. And I told you can score a lot of points if you park yourself there.
Long in some trouble now, tries the bounce pass. Mosser picks it off. Turnover for the Braves, and Mosser will go to the baseline, now run out of real estate, makes Long go over top of him, takes the shot, and now a four-point lead for Shamokin, their largest of the afternoon, with 1:33 to go in the first, and Bill Ziegler wants a timeout.
When you stay with a team like Shamokin, basket for basket, and they get an opportunity to get one or two possessions that they score and you do not, then you get this four-point lead, and if Coach Ziegler would not have called this timeout here, it could have escalated to another basket or two without the Braves scoring. And next thing you know, you're down 10, and that's not a good situation for this Braves basketball team.
And that's exactly what we saw the last time these two teams met at Shikalimi. Shikalimi was able to stay with them for the first few minutes. Now they've stayed with them for about the first period. But then when, as you said, a couple of basket turns around and the Braves got nothing at the other end and it got out of hand quick.
Well, they ran a pick and roll at the opposite end, and the pass was made too late. Hernandez was open, but they just didn't get it to him. You got to watch where you throw the ball. These kids have long arms.
They are always in the passing lane, and there's a pass right there in front of Davis Marshall that was picked off by Chicatano. Chicatano will get it back at the other end. Now on the far wing, it's Filarski. They'll swing it around to the near wing to Jalik West, who just came into the game at the last stoppage. Driving in Filarski, now to West, near side, gets a screen for three. Got it! 19-12 with six unanswered for Shamokin. Actually, seven. Here comes Long driving in. gets a screen from Marshall and gets the two with 50 seconds to go. Braves down five.
Bradham is probably surprised when he went by Marshall. Nobody went with him. The man guarding Marshall didn't come out, and he just got a nice, easy layup out of that. That's four for Braden right now.
Yeah, I don't know if it was intended to be, but it turned out to be a nice little screen.
Oh,
move.
Yeah. Well, it worked out. That's what they were supposed to do, and Shmoka did not pick it up. And there's a pass to us almost, Kevin.
Yeah, that was a rare pass that went awry by Shikitano, and coming out of the game now will be number one. That's Braggs. Also coming out is going to be...
Luciano came out because I don't know if he hurt his ankle or his wrist.
Ballman back in. Yeah, Ballman back in for Shikellamy. And coming in for Shamokin, Bowers is one of them. And right now, Ballman's in trouble in the backcourt. Now Stevens pass tipped. Chased down. Tipped it into the hands of Ian Paul.
He makes Shamokin. That pass, and Darrell Lyles has a layup. Yep. He weak-armed it out of there, and Shamokin intercepted it.
Kind of got a little bit in a panic there, and you, as you said, kind of just floated it up there.
Yeah, and it wasn't the man in front of him is the one that knocked it loose.
Well, right now, they're in Shamokin with only a second to go. Fires up a three. Bowers trying to get good, clean shot. Couldn't find anything clear. Misses it. And it becomes 19-14 at the end of one. Shamokin leading Shikellamy here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Ring in the new year by leasing an all-new 2019 Subaru Forester for only $259 per month.
Or choose rates as low as 0% for up to 72 months on all Outback, Legacy, and WRX models.
Only at W&L Subaru on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Lease the 2019 Forester KFB01 for $259 per month with $1,759 due at sign. Lease is 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, and zero security deposit. Offer ends January 31st.
W&L Subaru, it's the right car to do.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's the Start Something New sales event, and it's the best time to buy a new vehicle.
We're starting something new with lifetime PA state inspections on all new vehicles.
Now that is new, Troy. We'll also continue to give the biggest discounts in the valley on Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles.
Come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Second period underway here in Cole Township with the Indians leading the Braves by a score of 19-14. And the Braves turn the ball over on their first possession 9 seconds into the second period.
Those things just cut your throat. And that's a terrible way to put it. But that ball was thrown over and
it was an unforced error by all means.
Marshall just didn't grab it. And it goes out of bounds.
West with the basketball, goes between the circles, goes to the left side to Reed now. Reed into the corner, finds Mosser, back to the top of the key. They'll swing it underneath. Good ball movement as Shikitano lays it up and in, it makes it a touchdown lead for Shamokin.
Well, Matt Shikitano in that low box opposite side, fantastic job, but the Braves got to watch that.
There's good movement with the basketball. Stevens found Lyles at the foul line. Lyles saw wide open Marshall underneath and got the easy two. Bowers now with a baseline move, runs one off the back iron and rolls it in, and now the shots, the easy shots Shamokin were missing earlier in the first period have changed.
That's the first time that Bowers has scored, Kevin. Whoa.
Wow, that time it was Ballman who went up. Three Indians came up, and Shikitano was the one that basically picks up the foul, is taking him out.
60% of the Shamokin starting team fouled him.
That's a great stat. That's a Dan Patrick stat of the day.
At one time.
Stat of the day. Ballman with the free throw puts it up and in. The 50% free throw shooter makes his first.
And if we were going to go by body weight, it would probably even be more, all right, if you think about Carson Ballman, not a very big young man out there.
Filarski back in now for West. Here comes Ballman, the right-hander puts the second one up, rolls it off the front edge, and drops it in. 23-18, a minute gone by here in the second period, Shamokin leading.
First two foul shots by either team, Kevin, and Carson's perfect. Two for two.
It's a nice way to start for the 50% free throw shooter on the season, who is now 7 for 12.
The Braves still in that zone, Kevin, and you got to watch the inside people.
Mosser was the inside guy, got rejected by the bottom of the rim, went up again, missed it. Lyles has it. Al has a 3-on-2. Lyles, bounce pass. Stevens had it for a second, picked his pocket. Bowers will bring it back the other way. Bowers, left side, Filarski, deep three, off the front iron, no good. Loose ball rolls all the way out to Bowers at the half-court line.
Well, here's where Shamokin's strength has been beating the Braves, just physically stronger on some of those 50-50 balls, getting them off the Braves.
Bowers runs in with a one-hander, comes up short, Lyles with the rebound. Has a 4-on-3, bounces it in, and a kick called by or on Filarski, trying to get it inside to Bauman.
Well, your big guy's running the fast break, Kevin, and that sometimes that's difficult, all right? Difficult thing to happen. You know, Durrell gets the ball and starts down the court, and, you know, they tell you, you have to get to the middle of the court to have the best chance to get passes into people.
Long back in the game, comes up short, and then an over-the-back coming up on Marshall. Also into the game for Shikalimi is... Let's see, that's also going to...
David Munoz came in.
I was trying to see if Munoz was the one that came in, and he was the one that came in as Lyles got a chance to sit out. And coming in for Shamokin this time was Braggs as he comes in for... I believe Shikitano got... He sat out that time. Braggs with the basketball. They'll go top of the key now to Mosser. Mosser drives in, stops right in front of Davis Marshall, takes the jumper, puts it in. 25-18.
You got to get your hands up. Get a hand in his face, all right?
Deep three, Munoz. Back iron, no. No one underneath to get the rebound, but it came out all the way to Loves anyway, who just came into the game moments ago.
I'm biting my tongue.
Braggs fires one up, comes up short, but on the backside with the rebound is Mosser. Yeah, your big guy shooting three-pointers, you better make before it if you're going to shoot it.
Before you even get set up. I mean, you know, they didn't have the ball in their end of the court more than 2 seconds.
Yep, if you're gonna take that shot, you better make it, and a five-second call.
That was quick.
I
stood here and watched.
I was trying to figure that five-second call out. That's why I was pausing, Chief.
I saw Braden Long, and I saw the man counting for quite a while. And this time when Dylan Stevens had it, it didn't seem like he had it long at all.
No, it seemed like a quick count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 maybe it was this time, Kevin.
It was a little quick count, but Shamokin will get the basketball, and they have a 9-point lead with 5 minutes to go here in the half. Pass inside, tipped around, controlled by Bowers. Shamokin will retain possession as they perimeter pass. Left wing now, Braggs takes the jumper from the far elbow. No good. Rebound, Mosser puts it back up and in. Shamokin with a 29-18 lead.
And Joe Mosser, again, just physically took that ball off the backside, you know, and then put it right back up.
And a foul well away from the basketball.
That's going to be on 23.
Yeah,
Filarski, maybe? Yeah, Filarski.
Filarski,
foul. What Shamokin does, and they do it very well, is they'll play you man-to-man full court, but when you dribble towards another one of your players, Shamokin's defender will leave that person and try to double you up, and they call it, you know, jump double dribble or jump double team and try to steal the ball or at least get a tie-up.
Van Kirk in the game for the Braves, so is Long and Hernandez. Lyles drives in and gets a blocking foul call. As checking in as well was Ian Paul for Shamokin. He comes in for Shikitano, and I believe Paul's the one that's going to get called for this. That'll be team
25.
Foul number three.
Ian Paul does pick it up, Kevin. Well, Durrell with one bucket so far, Kevin. First time on the line.
45% free throw shooter on the year. Drops that one high out of the rafters and comes up just a whisker short. Couldn't get the bounce around.
Well, Durrell wearing number 50. Tonight, Kevin, instead of 33. This is
second time
he's worn 50.
Yep. Second one is up and in. So the Braves now trail it by 10 at the halfway mark of the second period. Shamokin with the lead and the basketball. Filarski to the near wing to West. West will bounce it into the foul line, almost traveling as Bowers. Bowers will find West near corner three. No good. Nice save, though, by Paul. And now West will get another shot from the near wing and take that one and make it. 32-19, under four to go in the half.
Second opportunity, and the Indians took advantage of it there, Kevin.
Long finds a lane off the right side. Too hard off the rim with the right hand, but Hernandez gets the putback.
Jacob's always around the basket. He's one of those guys that doesn't, stand outside and look for threes. He plays tough inside, and he's got 8 points. And two of them have been rebounds, and two of them have been off of his own shots.
Bowers hits a three from way out, almost near the vineyards in Sunbury. That one comes up short and goes out of bounds.
I think they might have been closer to Bunker Hill.
You think that might be?
Bunker Hill.
Yeah, you're right. A directional issue there. I'll give you that one. Driving in off the window. Mosser can't get it to drop. Lyles comes up with it. I believe Paul's going to come up with his second.
Yeah. Ian Paul, again, is one of those kids that plays really tough inside. On defense and offense, you're going to find him off rebounding all the time. And when you play that hard, you're going to pick up fouls. And that time, the strength of Durrell, helped draw that foul.
Chicatano coming in now, trying to race that one down in front of Lyles. On the inbounds was West. Lyles comes up with it, finds Ballman. Ballman almost travels, finds Hernandez underneath. Hernandez gets called for the travel.
Happy feet. We haven't used the phrase this year, but that's what happened. A nice pass into Jacob Hernandez, and he got surrounded real quick. He went to get the ball up, and you just got to pivot or else put the ball on the floor before you pick your feet up.
That's a mistake in the next 3 years of his basketball career. He probably won't make nearly as often.
No.
And Van Kirk will tie everybody up for the jump ball.
The one thing that happens, it doesn't matter if you're a freshman or if you're a senior. Sometimes your mind thinks too far ahead of the physical part of your body. But he was there in the right spot, Kevin.
Ballman Van Kirk in now. A three-pointer from the far corner for Filarski. And Filarski hits his third three of the game.
He's got
35-21, Shemokin.
That was a great pass by Darrell Lyles. It was a bullet down to Jacob Hernandez. And Jacob had to go up, and that was no easy one to catch. And that's going to be a foul on number one, okay?
Yeah, that's on Braggs.
Tariq Briggs. Braggs.
Braggs' first foul, team's fifth foul with 2:41 to go. Shemokin leads by 14. And right now, Stevens in trouble. He's got to find an opening. Finds Long, deep three near corner, no good. Backside rebound, Lyles. Lyles off the window, can't get that one to go. West with a rebound. West will outlet Long past Chicatano. Chicatano loses it. It goes into the hands of Stevens. Stevens on the far side brings it back, finds Lyles at the foul line. Durrell loses the dribble, gets it back, goes to Long. Long swings around the right side, spins to the inside, scoop shot, no good. Tip out, Hernandez controls it.
Boy, how many of these 2 foot shots that the Braves have missed tonight, Kevin? They'd be right in this ball game again.
Absolutely. Long with a jumper from 12, good from the right
and
side.
That was a very, very
that
tough,
was a
shot
tough
off
shot.
The dribble. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he did a good job of creating that shot off of the dribble, Kevin.
That's four right now for Long. Braves trailing now 35-23, minute 50 to go here in the second half, or first half, and Mosser's shot missed everything. That was a rare miss from really far inside. I mean, that was inside the paint, and he missed everything out of bounds. And that is the reason I say that is not to make fun of it. It's just unusual to see him miss like that from that close. Stevens has his pass tipped, but Marshall comes up with it and then plops it on the far sideline out of bounds.
Well, he got himself in trouble. He got the pass, and immediately the Shemokin Indians double-teamed him over along the sideline. That leaves you. That's like having a third man when you're standing right along the sidelines in that double team.
Coach Zimmerman calls a 30-second timeout with a minute 36 to go in the half, 35-23, Shemokin leading. And it kind of looked as almost like Marshall lost track of where he was on the court when he caught that ball, because he was leaning toward his right. I don't think he realized how close the sideline was, and when he put the ball down, that's where it was, right on the sideline.
Pressure has definitely affected the Braves here. I have Braden Long for 6 points. I had him for 4 points in the first half. Maybe I got somebody's backwards, but over here they have him for four on the Shemokin scoreboard. So they're probably right. So I don't know who I gave away a basket to Braden in the first quarter, but we'll find out.
Listen, I always go by your book.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
I don't care who the official score is. Even if it's Dave McDermott, I go by your book. Trust in Chief. Minute 30 to go in the half. 35-23, Shamokin leading it. They led by as many as 14 moments ago. Filarski now top of the key. Swings it around in the right corner to Bowers. Now near corner west for three. Bang! That's his second three in the ball game.
They do a nice job. They screen the low man when they skip pass from the left to the right side, and that leaves West all alone. And, you know, that gives him a real good look at the basket, and he's made true on two of those now.
1 minute to go in the third as Lyles loses control of the dribble out of bounds. Now the Braves trail it by 15, their largest deficit of the afternoon, with a 56.1 remaining.
It's tough. It's tough in there for to try to dribble down the middle. And that's that time. I thought the ball might have gone off one of the Shamokin's players' legs, but they said it did not. So another turnover for the Braves.
Bowers in the near corner. And tipped, controlled by Mosser at the foul line. To the near side, Filarski, who will travel as he takes a stutter step. Coming in now will be Braggs. Joining him in the game will be Love. And out will be Shikitano. And also coming out, Filarski. Long also coming out, Chief. Sorry about
one
that.
One of the things that Shamokin does so well is the position their body to receive passes. It's very tough to get around them. You have to play at the best you can at all times.
You know, Long showed some pretty good speed here on this big court, which is not quite as big as Montoursville, but a little bit bigger than Shikellamy's home court.
I think this is one of the nicest gyms in the
area. Oh, I agree with you. Seating-wise, sight lines, everything. Long, who pushed it up really hard on the double team, got it back, drives the lane, misses the shot. Shamokin will have another opportunity for the final shot. They'll get it to West, into the corner now. Bowers three, no good. Put back on the backside, no good by Mosser as well. So at the end of the first 16 minutes of basketball, it is Shamokin 38, Shikellamy 23. Halftime here in Cole Township. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
The coolest place to warm up this winter, Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Little Addie's is a trendy, relaxing coffee shop. Innovative seasonal drink flavors, plus mochas, lattes, fresh ground coffee, all handcrafted and made to order. Little Addie's has a full breakfast and lunch menu, too, to help upgrade your day. Check out the weekly specials, including Addie's homemade soups to warm you up. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Find them on Facebook or stop by to be greeted with a smile. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Open Tuesday through Sunday.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission, and you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of the Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Welcome back to Kemp Memorial Stadium. I've been there a couple of times this year. Welcome back to Shamokin here at Cole Township. Shikellamy Braves trailing Shamokin by a score of 38-23. Tim Foer, the former head coach of the Shikellamy Braves and winning as Shikellamy head coach in basketball, and now the current AD informs me that this court is the exact same size as Shikellamy. He's run a tape measure from end line to end line and says it is the same amount. It just looks bigger because there's more runoff room. I'm willing to concede that point.
Oh, I would too. That's like I said, it's a very nice facility. All right, and I enjoyed playing here, and the girls at Shikellamy had a lot of success here. In playoff games, in district and in state playoff games.
Well, they also get a lot of playoff games, too, especially in District 4 and in the state tournament here, as does Shikellamy, for that matter. But
right.
One of the reasons is that they have four sets of locker rooms here.
Yes.
So you can actually bring both teams in, so you have one team in and one team playing while another team's in a locker room.
You know, Kevin, I've listened to a lot of people over the years, and a lot of it has to do with the planning and the help and the and the people that are actually working the venue for you. And Shamokin gets a good rap, all right? Well, Shikellamy, I only hear good things about.
No question.
Because, you know, it seems that doesn't matter if we hold a football game or if we have we have playoff games or Heartland Conference playoff games, things are always done very well. And a lot has to do with the leadership of Rob. I know that last year when we had the Northumberland County All-Star Game and we brought it to Shikellamy, that everybody was very pleased and very happy with everything that went down. From the scores to the referees to the people selling tickets to the anybody that's involved, yes, and including Coach Foer, all right, who does a super job as AD.
And he was an integral part of bringing that to Shikellamy, getting that to happen. He was very much trying to get that to happen for many years. And we always pick on him because we've gone back so many years, over 20 years now, and we always have fun with him. Good friend, but all kidding aside, he was a big part of getting that tournament and getting it to a neutral site like Shikellamy that could handle it. And I'll tell you what, every game it's a packed house there during that Heartland Conference tournament. Not to mention the fact what you have done, Chief, with bringing back the Northumberland County All-Star girls and boys basketball games and another great crowd last year after having a year or so off.
Yeah, it's a central location. The gym is everybody looks at it, they come in, and the lighting's fantastic. It's easy in and out, and that's like Shamokin here. When you come in, you're not right on the court. At Shikellamy, it's the same way, and those things are important. So I don't know. I liked our old gym. We used to call games from.
Listen, I'll tell you what I liked about the old gym. It had character. Not that a lot of gyms look the same or have the same basic structure now, but the old field house had character with the overhang.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody could stand behind it. There was a time when people used to stand on that wall or the walkway behind the basket, and it would be like having a college atmosphere with student section behind the basket, but then they blocked that off so that nobody could walk behind when the game was going on or when they were shooting free throws. But it had character, and teams would come in and have that long inbounds pass, and how many times over the years did we see the overhang eat up the basketball on those and cause a turnover?
You know, they used to say that you couldn't make a full court pass from underneath the overhang, and that was just an old wives' tale because you could. But if you told people that, then they didn't try it, so that helped out.
The only bad thing about that was in the last few years that that we were doing games there, it seemed as though the crow's nest that we were in got lower and lower to the court. It made us a little nervous.
Yeah, a little nervous, right. Well, let's go back to the old gym, where when you went out, if you went underneath the basket that went west, if you went out the doors, you were on 6th Street right away. So although 6th Street isn't there anymore because that's where the new gym is, the new gym.
The new gym.
If you're confused, folks, so
then you haven't been listening to us long enough.
Yes,
how's
exactly.
Halftime, where Shamokin leads Shikellamy by a score of 38-23, and the Indians have really done the damage from outside the arc early on.
They have quite a few threes, but You know, they've scored 19 points in the first and the second quarters here. That's pretty good work on the offensive end. They've done a nice job on defense. They've taken advantage of turnovers by the Braves, steals by themselves. Joey Mosser with 12 right now, and Mason Filarski with 9. Ian Paul has 4. Jaleek West has 6. And Colin Bowers, who is their leading scorer, only has 2. So what Coach Ziegler tried to do with Colin Bowers worked. Unfortunately, like Danville, there's a lot of weapons on this Shamokin Indians team, and they've done some damage with some of the other players.
Jacob Hernandez leading the way for the Braves with 8 points. He averages 6 a game. Braden Long now with 6 points for Shikellamy, and Long averages 9 a game. At the half, Shikellamy looking at a 38-23 deficit to the Shamokin Indians. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
Ring in the new year by leasing an all-new 2019 Subaru Forester for only $259 per month.
Or choose rates as low as 0% for up to 72 months on all Outback, Legacy, and WRX models.
Only at WNL Subaru on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Lease the 2019 Forester KFB01 for $259 per month with $1,759 due at sign. Lease is 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, and zero security deposit. Offer ends January 31st.
WNL Subaru, it's the right car to do.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Braves opening possession of the second half was a turnover. Came back the other way from almost out of bounds on the near corner. Reed hits a three. And Shamokin will try and make it 2 threes in a row as Filarski misses his shot. Shamokin gets it back. Bowers deep to the near wing with a three again. And that is like way outside the NBA area.
And all of a sudden the Braves are outscored 6-0. And there's another steal, Kevin.
Yeah, that one Mosser picked up almost on the inbounds. Overshot the basket. Backside Reed tries to put it in. Tied up by Stevens and a jump ball called. It'll be Shamokin basketball. What was a 15-point lead at the half is now 21.
Oh, it's 21. Yeah, you're right, Kevin.
And a timeout by the Shikellamy Braves here with 6:55 to go in the third period, down 44-33, and the Braves have not been able to mount any offense so far. Let's take this opportunity to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
You have to give Shamokin a lot of credit tonight or this afternoon. Again, like they usually do, their defense is so tenacious. Their hands are in passing lanes. They anticipate well. And the Braves, I don't think sometimes their peripheral vision is the best, because they seem to be making a pass, and the next thing you know, the ball gets tapped and hit by the Shamokin defense, and they have the ball, and they're off on a transition basket or set up their offense at half court. And this is something you just got to take care of the basketball. And if you do not do that, all right, you're not gonna be successful, and that's been the Braves' problem here in the second quarter and the beginning of this third quarter.
Just a reminder, coming up tonight, actually later this afternoon, 4 o'clock, Penn State hosting Rutgers. There's an inbounds quickly to Mosser. Mosser's shot blocked, but a foul coming. This one, I believe, is going to be on Darrell Lyles, who's wearing 50 tonight, and it is on Darrell.
And that was a late call.
Very late whistle. First foul on Darrell, and it'll be the first one of the second half as Mosser comes to the line, a 57% free throw shooter for the lefty, and comes up well short, just barely touched the rim. Penn State Rutgers tonight at 4, tip-off at 4:30 with Steve Jones and Dick Girardi from the Bryce Jordan Center, and the NFL Pro Bowl at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon from Orlando, and then 7 days to Sunday starts at 10. At the other end, after the make, Schickele drives it down, long feeds it off now to Hernandez, who lays it up and in.
When the Braves beat the press, they've been very successful in getting layups, and Hernandez has benefited from it greatly, Kevin.
Bowers with the catch and shoot to Filarski. Filarski, no good. Save in the corner, goes right back to the top of the key to Bowers. Bowers inside, Filarski near wing three, just a little long. There's the tip out. Guess what? Mosser's got it back. Filarski had it, thought about a three again. Now he goes to the foul line. Running one-hander, back iron, no good. Hernandez, outlet to Bowers. Bowers with a one-on-two, says no odds that I can beat. I'm going to back off. Hernandez now bounces it in, Long bounces it to Hernandez. Back to Long near wing three. 45-28, under six to go in the third as the Braves cut the gap.
Well, Jacob did a nice job of posting up inside. They got him the ball. There was no place to go. They left Braden Long alone behind the arc, and Jacob got him the ball, and he had a nice, easy look at it and scores.
Bounce pass in now for Bowers. Bowers kicks it back out. Three-pointer, Reed rattles it home. 48-28, back to a 20-point lead for Reed's sixth of the night. Driving in along, too hard off the window. Bowers at the other end. He'll feed it off to Filarski. Now back to Mosser. Mosser at the foul line, drives in, running one-hander is good. 50-28, 5:18 to go in the third.
I got 15 points for Mosser right now, Kevin, and there's a turnover. The ball to the sidelines to the big man. And it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, there's no opportunity to kind of tap it and get it down to the floor, because that's what happened to Hernandez. He tried to tap it to stay, you know, get control and hit the M in Shamokin on the sideline.
Two times down the court before this, Shamokin had the ball going out of bounds, and when they went out and tried to flip it back, they flipped it back to the high post, and that's the only place the Braves weren't. So that's, you know, good thinking along the part of the defense there.
Bowers from the far elbow. Chicatano driving in. That might have been tipped by Lyles a little bit.
He blocked it, Kevin.
Did he block it straight out?
Yeah.
I know he had a hand in the area. I didn't know how much of it was able to get. And the steal by Chicatano ends up being a walk on Hernandez. I thought maybe he picked up a little wrist there, but Hernandez surprised about the walk call. Good defense creates the turnover. 50-28 with 4:45 to go here in the third. Braggs, who just came in at the last stoppage with the basketball, goes to the near side to Mosser. Back to Braggs, down to the foul line. Now back to Mosser. Mosser baseline move and will get the bucket and go to the line as Hernandez tries to draw the charge. Instead, he draws the foul call.
Well, Jacob, again, went to try to block the shot. And I'm just to tell you the strength of Mosser. You know, Jacob's not a little guy. And he went up strong and actually... When Hernandez hit him with the body, okay, it didn't affect Mosser.
Mosser misses the free throw. Lyles comes up with a rebound. Give to Luciano. Back to Lyles. And then Luciano starts in and draws a whistle. This foul will be charged to Braggs. Now checking in for Shamokin will be Filarski and Paul. Coming out will be Chicatano and Bowers.
Mosser having a fantastic game tonight, Kevin. He's got 17 here with 4:23 to go in the third quarter.
Now Long with a near wing three, comes up just a whisker short, and coming down with a rebound is Jalique West. Over to the far side, Mosser now to the foul line, drives in left side short, getting the loose ball, Paul. Paul kicks it out for three by Filarski, and guess what? There goes another one.
His fourth, he's missed about three in a row, and now he nails this one. That gives Filarski 12 points.
55-28 at the halfway mark of the third period. Hernandez with the basketball, bounces it down to Lyles. Lyles turns around, kisses it off the square. Too hard, rebound by West. West will find Braggs. Braggs finds Filarski trailing near side. This time he'll go to the foul line with a running one-hander and rattles it home. 57-28, almost a 30-point lead now for Shamokin.
Working on all eight cylinders, Kevin.
I think there's 12. And there's a foul as Long drives in and takes a roller over the end line, over the baseline. And this foul, I believe, will be on Chicatano. Actually,
West.
I'm going to correct that. It's going to be on Jalik West. It's his first, team second, and will send Long to the line. He is a 55% free throw shooter.
First time tonight for the foul line for Braden.
Rattles it in and then right back out. And Marshall will come in now for Hernandez. Also coming out will be Mosser. Marshall for Hernandez, Mosser out, and I think Bowers came back in. Missed the second. Bowers picks up the rebound after checking in. Rags with it to West near side. Three, bang, right over Darrell Lyles. Big three-pointer makes it 60-28. 3:15 to go here in the third, and Long barely got a hold of that one. Finds Marshall. Marshall almost got away with a charge there. Turns around, takes the jumper. It's good, and a whistle as Long comes out in a little bit of pain. And Van Kirk will come in for him.
Not quite sure. Looks like it's...
might have been a leg cramp.
Well, it's not a leg cramp. I think he got hit in the... in the quad muscle, the way it looks.
3:05 remaining here in the third period, and Shamokin doubling up Shikellamy 60-30. Braggs with the basketball, goes top of the key to West, over to the right side. Braggs again, three, and a short shot there, but the putback by Bowers is good. Braves just cannot buy a rebound right now.
Well, they got boxed out that time, and I don't know. I think it's 25. Was Paul just took the ball away from Marshall, and Bowers got it and scored then.
Good hard move by Lyles. Luciano with the give. Can't get it to go. Luciano gets the tip out. He'll drive the lane and come up with the bucket. 62-32, 2:25 to go third period.
If you're athletic, if you're strong, and if you can leap and you like being inside, you can be a good rebounder. And Shamokin's got a bunch of them, Kevin.
I thought you were going to say you could be a forward.
You could be a rebounder. They're very, very tough.
Bowers will get fouled on the way in. He will go to the line, and the foul, I believe, was charged to Van Kirk, his first, team second. And Bowers, struggling from the line, continues to struggle from the line.
That's only the first time he took a foul shot tonight, Kevin.
I'm sorry, I was thinking of Mosser. You're right. Bowers is a 67% free throw shooter. Mosser was the one struggling from the line.
And so is Bowers.
Well, Bowers struggling from the line tonight, this afternoon. Then that one rolls right out of bounds into the Shamokin student section / fan area.
If there's one thing that Shamokin has not done right, it's foul shooting. They're shooting 20%. They're 1-for-5, Kevin. And well, you can tell.
And you're still up 30.
You can tell how the game's being officiated when there's only been 10 foul shots in the total for this game for both teams.
Mercado near wing three comes up short. Lyles makes the rebound, puts it back up, gets it, and don't go to the line.
Well, that's going to, I believe, be on Paul, and that's probably going to be his third foul. Nope, it is not. It's on number five, I believe.
That's going to be on Chicatano, and Chicatano will pick up foul number two, team foul number three, 5 points for Durrell, and he will make it six as he rattles it home for the 45% free throw shooter on the year. Under two to go. Shamokin with the basketball. Far wing three by Reed. No good. Hit the backboard. Rebound by Mercado. Finding it to now Lyles. Lyles will go between two players. Now a deep three, almost from the Northumberland County Votech for Luciano. That one no good. The feed from underneath. Tries to get it to Paul from Bowers. Shot no good. Bauer make that Paul coming back, getting his own rebound, puts it up and in.
I told you, Ian Paul's one of those scrappers underneath, Kevin. missed the first shot, just kept after it. The Braves didn't grab the ball. He ended up with it and scored. That's six for him tonight.
There's a jumper on the turnaround jumper for the near elbow for Marshall for, I believe, his first two of the night.
No, he has
Does he have another?
He had one earlier.
Okay. The scoreboard that we're looking at is different from your book, so that's why I'm not sure. I've seen a couple of variances, and again, trust in Chief. Driving in is Bowers. Bowers will actually be fouled on the floor, I believe, and Van Kirk will commit the foul. That will be his second.
Actually, Davis Marshall has six, Kevin.
From the near side, it's Reed. He'll give it off down to the wing to Filarski on the near side. Filarski drives the lane, scoop shot short. Lyles with the rebound. Van Kirk's on a breakaway, but then Shamokin just shows their team speed and gets down there with him. Luciano will come up with under a minute remaining and a 64-37 Shamokin lead. At the foul line, Marshall, the slow pass from Mercado is tipped, and Mercado tips it out of bounds as coming back the other way was Reed. Mercado, with the tip out of bounds, thought it was Shikalimi basketball.
There was nobody around the Shamokin player when the ball went out of bounds, and they say it was off Shik.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. The trail official now says Shikalimi basketball, and
yeah, that's
the
good,
lead official good, has changed his mind.
Good job by the officials to talk.
Yeah. Yeah, Mercado thought the whole time it was he was ready to inbound.
He was watching the play. He wasn't anywhere
he was there.
Near the player when he basically lost a dribble and it went off and out of bounds.
Van Kirk to the near corner. Now to Mercado, top of the key. Underneath Luciano to Lyles. Lyles with the bucket in the line again with a three-point opportunity.
Well, Darrell from the short corner. I'm just impressed when he makes that shot because, you know, he's almost behind the backboard when he jumps and he comes out and he banks it, all right? And the foul's on number 50. Oh, no, 50 would be him.
Yeah, they switched it up, and boy, that one sat on the front of the rim, froze, and just dropped right in.
Foul's on number 5. Okay, that's Shikitano's third.
That's his third, team's fourth. Braves now trail at 64-40. Shamokin on top with 15 seconds to go, and Mercado, I believe, will be charged for this foul as driving in was Filarski.
Hey, Ulysses reached in. Nice behind-the-back dribble by Filarski to get around him in for the layup, and that's when the foul occurred. And we got a 30-second timeout by Coach Zimmerman of Shamokin.
It's another late-period timeout. He did that in the first period, too, with about a minute remaining.
He's going to draw a play up here, Kevin.
So they don't do that
out,
now?
So they just, well, he's got the Coke bottle out down there. And
somebody's a piece of glass.
And a piece of glass. Not the Coke bottle top, I guess, not the bottle.
Right.
All right, you're the Coke bottle. But I don't want to be the
Coke bottle. I want to be the piece of glass. Listen, take the bus, open the door.
At 32nd
Street, I'll fake it to you.
What do you want me to do? You go long.
You go long. 13.7 remaining. 64-40.
I forgot they have dry erase boards down there to use, Kevin. So
that takes as much. That chalkboard, it's more fun with a chalkboard. Long, long inbound there for Reed, and to the far corner, a three by Filarski.
And
yet
worked.
Again, he hits it. Well drawn up by Coach Zimmerman, who's hit a few threes in his career in the 90s. Here comes Lyles on the give and go, and he went right to the bucket, laid it up and in. At the end of three, it is Shamokin 67, Shikalimi 42. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to Cole Township. Chief has some good news and some bad news.
Well, the good news is the Braves scored 19 points in the third quarter.
And normally that would be great news.
That would be great news, but it's bad news is the fact that Shamokin scored 29.
Wow.
Oh, that's a lot of offense there.
That is a lot. And you know what? They had 40, actually 38 at the half. 19 and 19. And driving in there is Marshall. Misses the shot. His rebound and fadeaway is short.
He took that dribble. He bounced the ball on the floor. All he had to do was put it up, and everybody got there and caught up with him.
Braggs with the basketball. Goes to the far side to Mosser. Now between the circles to Bowers. Bowers guarded closely by Mercado. At the foul line, it's Love. Love will come in, spin to the inside. He'll give it off. Forced up a two for Mosser. No good. And West comes up with it, and they'll reset the offense for Shamokin.
Everybody rebounds for Shamokin, Kevin.
Bowers with a head fake. They'll send it inside to Love again. Back out to the near wing to Mosser. Mosser takes two steps inside, overshot everything. Lyles finally comes up with a loose ball, denies Shamokin an opportunity. Luciano near side, into the corner. Mercado open three, far corner. No good. Tip out to Lyles. And Lyles off of the face of Mosser. And then loose ball picked up by Bowers, and Bowers stuffed by Lyles hard to the floor.
Now, to be honest with you, Darrell, I don't think got a lot of body on
it. I don't think so either.
His hand was on top of the ball, and just the strength coming down. And Bowers is – no, it's Mosser, isn't it? No, Bowers was
Bowers.
In a – well, Mosser's hurt from the ball coming off of his face.
Yeah, he's still adjusting
and,
from the
And
from
Bowers
the
went hard
he
to the floor. I mean – he actually, you know, going in for the layup, he got himself pretty well parallel to the ground, and he went down hard. I hope he's all right.
Well, he'll get the shoot two here and makes the first. And he was struggling from the line.
It's one for three now, Kevin.
He's got another opportunity to come up, and again,
now, if he makes,
Joe Mosser still,
yeah, Mosser
still has trouble with that right eye
oh,
after the ball went off.
Out.
Yeah, he does come out, and Filarski comes in. 68-42, 6:51 remaining in the game.
Well, if Colin makes this one, then we're going to say, you want to shoot foul shots better? All right, get you. He makes it.
And he did.
Get yourself knocked down to the floor before you go to the foul line.
And he's still working that right elbow.
Yeah, that he went down hard, man.
He did. And I agree with you. It wasn't malicious. It
no.
wasn't anything. It was just strong, forceful strength move on the block. Luciano, far side three, no good. And that was one and done as Filarski comes up with it. He'll lob it underneath the Bowers. Bowers finds Love trailing, missed the shot. West underneath, puts it up and in, and West will go to the line. 6:28 remaining with team foul number six. 71 points on the board for Shamokin. That is team foul number seven now. Lyles will come out. Hernandez is in. And the foul charged to Marshall, his third.
Well, Jalik West with 11 points right now, Kevin. That was his first two-point field goal. He had three threes before that.
West, a 60% free throw shooter, misses his only opportunity. Goes off the right side into the hands of Bowers. West, long look at three. In and out, no good from the near wing. Man, he had a chance to adjust, spin the ball, set up, and just end up rolling right in and out. Wrong English, as the chief would say. Now with the basketball, Marshall, top of the key, Hernandez. He finds Luciano flashing in off the window, too hard, but he'll go to the line as he's fouled by Love.
The feast Love picks up the foul. That was a nice, it really wasn't a backdoor cut. It was just a cut by Luciano from the right wing, and he got a nice pass, and the feast Love had to come down from the foul line, and he pushed him as he went in for the layup.
And there's the first one. He'll get another opportunity with 6:03 remaining and picks up his seventh of the game, according to the board. 71-43. And that will be where we remain, but a lane violation against Love will give Luciano another opportunity. So don't count that one. He'll get a bonus.
He gets a do-over.
A redo. A do-over. I like that. Second one is good. Makes the most of his do-over. 71-44. Six to go here in the game here in Cole Township. Over to the far side, Filarski. Filarski baseline jumper, and he just glides that one, hangs it in air, and it drops right through the cylinder.
19 for Filarski.
73-44. 19. That is an amazing number. Filarski averages 14 a game. We have a whistle.
Double dribble.
And it is a turnover.
I don't know if it was on Braden Long, but he's the last person that had the ball.
I'm sorry. I said Shikalimi. I meant to say Shimokin basketball. Sorry about that. Shimokin making some changes now as Frash comes into the game. Also in is Reed. And let's see. I think that was the only change for the for Shimokin. The Braves have Mercado, Hernandez, Marshall, Long, and Bauman in the game right now. Shikitano, the remaining Indians that are in the game. Shikitano with the basketball now, gives it to Love. Love lost it. He will race to the corner, and out racing him to the corner is Long with the basketball.
Good hustle by Braden to go get that loose ball.
Long will have it between the circles. He'll move to the foul line, spin to the inside, come up just a whisker short on the finger roll. Shikitano with a rebound.
If Braden ever finishes those moves, they'll be spectacular, all right? He's doing a nice job of creating shots. The end, he's just a little bit short or a little bit left or right on those layups.
Braggs has to bring it back now with 5 minutes to go and a 73-44 Shimokin lead. Led by as many as 30 in this game, Shimokin did. Braggs just hit a big three from the corner. Wow. That one was up the hill, down the other side, and on the way to Pine Grove.
A lot of threes by Shimokin.
And they're not, listen, they're not close to the line threes either,
no,
Chief.
Not.
They are deep threes.
Nope. It's going to be a foul on Nafis Love as he reached across on Ulysses Mercado.
And
here comes big Matt Knowles, who we have not seen all game.
Knowles is in. Also checking in is Ian Paul. As Love will come out, and so will Braggs. 76-44, Shimokin leading with 4:35 to go. 16 fouls on Shimokin right now. So that means both teams will be shooting for the next 4:30 of this game. Bauman with a basketball to the far side. He'll give it inside to Marshall. Marshall fights his way in, almost traveled, rolled right over the rim, the tip out into the hands of Shikitano, and a technical foul coming.
That technical foul's, I don't know who's going to be on. It's on number three.
It's on Mercado.
Ulysses Mercado.
So that'll be two shots and the ball.
Well,
I don't know. It was from the ball.
No, I saw.
But I didn't see what happened.
It was after the ball was out to midcourt, Ulysses reached out and pushed. Okay. Is that number 32, Brent Reed? But it wasn't Brent Reed that he pushed.
It is Reed who shoots it. Well, he's shooting the technical and missed the first opportunity. 76-44, 4:20 to go here in the game.
Well, there is no other foul.
Correct.
How can it's a technical? Yeah, I guess it would be.
Yeah, it would be an intentional.
I thought it would be a flagrant foul.
Well, I don't think he didn't signal flagrant or intentional. He just signaled
gave a
technical.
So I don't know if Ulysses said something. I'm not sure.
He was talking coming back. That's what what I had seen. And the official looked at him, and it was right after the technical. And the technical came really quick after that.
But it's always the second person that gets seen. All right. So we'll just say enough about that. All right.
It was.
And Ulysses was the second person.
Yep. Oh, what is it always in football? It's not the one who pushes. It's the second one who pushes that gets the unsportsmanlike.
I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL makes that
a reviewable play.
Yeah.
Foul that time against the Braves on Munoz. 4:10 remaining, a 33-point game, team foul number 9 for Shikalimi. It'll be the first on Munoz, sending number 5, Shikitano, to the line. Shikitano to the line, takes his first shot. Missed it off the back iron. That would kind of look like it hung on his hand, but a rebound by Knowles gives Shimokin another opportunity for the basketball.
How many times has Shimokin gotten the second and third opportunities tonight, Kevin?
Yeah, I, you know, that's a stat that would be a fun one to see if you're a Shimokin fan, but not if you're a Shikalimi fan.
Maybe the radio station will get us a stat guy to work with us all the time.
We have too many stats that we'd want. There's a shot by Reed. That one comes up short.
I'm sure they could afford actuary wages. All right.
Shimokin again gets the loose ball and the rebound underneath. And we'll have it again at the foul line. It is Paul. That one no good. Knowles comes up with it. He and Hernandez collide.
Knowles is going to get called for the foul. Although, to you know, again with Matt in there, he's a big body guy. He reached and he went for the board, and sometimes I don't know if that's a foul, Kevin. You know, you're both going for the
battling basket, for the ball.
Yeah, basketball, and it's, you know, but they did call it in this case.
And Shemokin will make wholesale changes now as Tarr comes in. Joe Tarr Jr. Also, Cedar comes in.
Hernandez on the line for 1-1, Kevin.
You're right. Hernandez was the young man fouled, and the freshman at the line misses, and it drops into the hands of Love, and a whistle there for a 1-1.
90 feet away from the basket, and you have a reach foul. All right, that's
with 3:28 to go in a 33-point game.
That's David Munoz picks up his second foul, and that's going to put Nafis Love.
Love, a 33% free throw shooter on the year, averages two a game, and he gets the first opportunity.
Could be a long 3 minutes, Kevin.
Indeed. That's his, is that his first of the game?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if he gets this one, he got his average, but he didn't.
And he did not. And Munoz comes up with a rebound with 3:25 to go. Don't forget, Penn State Rutgers coming up tonight at 4 o'clock. Steve Jones, will have the call along with Dick Girardi and another foul.
Aaron Fresh is going to pick up that foul as Carson Bauman actually made a move to the basket, and Fresh slid with him and hit him, and that's going to put Carson on the line for 1-1.
And he'll make the first opportunity. He's had a pretty good night from the line, day from the line.
He's 2-for-2. Now he's 3-for-3.
Delbaugh coming into the game now for Fresh. Opportunity number 4 of the afternoon is successful. 78-46 in favor of Shemokin with 3:14 remaining here in the game.
And Carson has 4 points, all of them from the line, Kevin.
Bauman averages 2 a game. Top of the key with the basketball is Tarr. Tarr has his shot blocked. I think I was actually by Bauman.
I'm not quite sure if it was blocked or if he lost it.
I'm going to give him a block. Marshall with a long 2, bounces off the rim twice, rattles around. Actually, it was a 3. Wow. That one hung on the rim shorter forever. The answer back on the other side by Cedar is no good. Rebound Hernandez. Hernandez fouled by Love. That will send Hernandez to the line with foul number 9 for a 1-1. Well, with 2:37 to go.
Jacob has 10 points. He started off with the first 3 baskets the Braves had, and he hasn't been scoring at random. Randomly he scored, I should say. He has been scoring regularly here, but a chance at the line again. 0-for-1 so far tonight.
77% free throw shooter has struggled as of late. Missed that one. Munoz comes up with it. He tried to go up and shoot it again on the catch, but he lost the handle of it. Then he got fouled by Cedar, and that might be foul number 10, and it is, to put Munoz on the line to shoot 2.
Well, Colin Cedar, one of the junior varsity players, and Munoz makes the first.
Munoz, a 100% free throw shooter on the year, 3-for-3 now.
I told you it was going to be a long 3 minutes.
You were not kidding. 2:30 to go here in the final stanza. And missed his first of the year. You know, I almost didn't say it. But I thought, no, I'm not going to be superstitious today. I should have been. That one tipped out of bounds by Stevens on the baseline as Frash started to drive in.
Oh, Kevin.
2:26 remaining, 78-50. Shemokin on top. And that pass tipped out by Munoz. And 1 second is ticked off. 2:24 remaining here in the final
stand. Chad Glacius came in the game.
I see that now, yes. I did not see that moments ago. Knowles got the inbound. Now they'll get it out to the top of the key to Tarr. Coming to the near wing now, Delbaugh. Delbaugh finds Cedar, who drives in with a running one-hander, sits on the rim, missed it. Rebound on the backside by Munoz. Munoz feeds it out. Then they get it inside to Marshall, who takes a step outside for 3. Made the first one, did not get that one. Came up well short. Tar with the rebound and back to the right side for Frash for three. No good. Rebound Stevens. Stevens to Ballman. Ballman drives in. He goes and will get called for an offensive foul as taking the charge is Tar.
That's the second time tonight Carson has been called for that offensive foul. And again, you know, from our view, it doesn't look like
it's close.
It's close.
You're right. It is very close, and that's the same. Both of them, I thought, were the same way, but at least the call's consistent. You got to say that. And both of his fouls were player control fouls. Cedar with the basketball coming to the near wing now into the hands of Knowles. And now they'll just run some time off the clock with Delbaugh out front, but a pass is picked off by Ballman. Ballman up the left side, lays it up and in.
Good steal. Nice drive, nice underhand left-handed layup, and Carson has six.
Indeed, his sixth of the night makes it 78-52. Braves almost at their game season per game average. Near wing three for Tar is good. 81-52, a minute three to go. A couple of teams right now that are three-point happy and taking all three-point shots. Stevens that time settles for two and can't get it to go. And Cedar gets the rebound and then travels with it.
Well, Joe Tar and Cedar both had hold of the ball and they moved, and that's an automatic walk. You know, if one or the other would have let them have the basketball, it wouldn't have had that turnover.
Munoz gets the inbound with 50 seconds to go. He'll give it back to Stevens on the far wing. Inside to Munoz. Munoz turns around, rattles it home for two. 81-54 with 40 seconds remaining in this matinee basketball game.
David picks up his third point.
And Shemokin with a basketball as Frash has it. Gives it off to Delbaugh. He'll bounce it in the corner to Knowles. Back to Delbaugh. Far wing now in the hands of Tar. He'll back out to almost the half-court line. The Braves will let him sit there with a basketball and run off the remaining 17 seconds, or so it would appear. 81-54 with 10 seconds remaining in this game. Shemokin now moving to 10-6 overall, 7-2 in conference play. Braves will fall to 4-12 overall, 6-7 in conference. Excuse me, 2-7 in conference play. This is Chicago Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Well, the holidays are over and you can take a deep breath. With all the cooking you've done over the past few months, who wants to get back in the kitchen to make dinner? Not me. That's why I'm going to Garfield's Restaurant and Pub tonight. Everyone from the moms and dads right on down to all the kids always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice-cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more that you do not have to cook. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's the Start Something New sales event, and it's the best time to buy a new vehicle.
We're starting something new with lifetime PA state inspections on all new vehicles.
Now that is new, Troy. We'll also continue to give the biggest discounts in the valley on Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles.
Come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
Welcome Welcome back to Cole Township. Kevin Herr along with the Chief, Dave Ritchie, the Braves with the most points they've given up all year, 81, in a losing effort, 81-54 to the Shamokin Indians. It was a tight game to start, though, Chief.
Braves matched them basket for basket till it got to be about 12-12. And then, remember, the Shamokin got two turnovers and two quick baskets to go up 16-12. Bill Ziegler called a 30-second timeout, tried to get that streak stopped, but it did not work as they went on to a 19-14 first quarter. But in the second quarter is when they outscored the Braves 19-9, got that 15-point lead at halftime. So it was just one of those things that the Braves, the game got away from again, and when that happens, they haven't been able to score. And when I'm talking about scoring, I'm talking about you make a stop, you go down on the offensive end, and you score. Or you get a turnover on a fast break and transition, and you score. And the Braves, it just doesn't happen with Shikalimi this year.
Yeah, they were definitely struggling getting some shots off. And what really was tough was when they weren't making them, they weren't able to get the rebound. Shamokin really out-rebounded Shikalimi here this afternoon.
Oh, my gosh. I do not have rebounding totals for the Shamokin Indians, but it wasn't just one or two of the players. It was the entire team that rebounded. In fact, I think most of the time only one guard probably stayed outside. And a key is the fact that they want to rebound. They look at it as an opportunity, all right, to if you're on the offensive end, to get easy points or being strong with it and putting them back. And if you're on the defense, you get the outlet pass and you start the fast break. So it's important to them. You can tell. You watch them play, and rebounding, scoring is one thing, but rebounding, I think, is going to help you win a lot of basketball games.
Well, if you were to ask Coach Ziegler what his key was, obviously one of his keys was Colin Bowers and Joe Mosser. Mosser had 17. Bowers, they did a pretty decent job. He only had nine, but five of those came, actually seven of those nine came in the second half.
Five of them came in that third quarter when they scored 29 points.
But it was Mason Filarski, really, hit the threes early, hit the threes that really hurt him.
You also have to remember that Mosser left the game and did not play
halfway through
the third quarter.
That's a great point.
When he got hit in the face. Yeah, Filarski, again, he's a Brave killer. All right, five threes tonight, 19 points altogether. So Shamokin had three players in double figures, led by Filarski, Mason Filarski with 19. As you said, Joe Mosser with 17 and Jalik West with 11. But if you look at some of the other players, Colin Bowers had 9 and Brent Reed had 7. Ian Paul had 6, as did Tariq Braggs, and just did a fantastic job, of putting the ball in the basket. The Braves were led in scoring by Darrell Lyles with 11 and Jacob Hernandez with 10. So the two big guys had 21 of those 54 points. Next highest scorers would have been Davis Marshall with 9 and Braden Long with 9. So the Braves with another loss here in the Heartland Conference and overall for the year. So
well, one of the tough things about this loss, Chief, is this is loss number 12.
Right.
This one does not now. You know, if there is any chance to make the playoffs, it is very, very thin now because they were the number 5 seed a couple of weeks ago. We'll check here early this week, maybe Monday night. We'll get an update for you at the Fieldhouse against Milton, the rescheduled game from last Monday. Give you an idea. At last check, it was East Stroudsburg, I believe, that was the number 4 seed in the automatic 4, and they were right around the 500 mark. They did have a better record than Shikalimi, quite a bit better record than Shikalimi. Shikalimi was the 5, Shamokin was the 6th at that point. Top 4 automatically go, and then anybody above 500 in District 11. That's where Shikalimi is playing, is District 411 in the 5A division, along with Selins Grove. And, of course, Selins Grove is behind Shikalimi on that record as well. They are in action tonight at Danville against the Ironmen, a game that you would think Selins Grove might struggle with a little bit there, too.
Oh, very much so. Yep, you bet.
I think maybe one of the more interesting matchups of the season is Shamokin and Danville when you have these teams that have so many guys that can shoot and so many guys that average double figures and so many guys that are so good from outside the arc.
They're not in the same division, though, are they?
No, that's what I'm just. They're in the same league.
Yeah, but are they in the same levels?
I believe they're in the. I think they are in district.
In other words, does Danville play Shamokin twice?
Yeah, Danville's in Division One.
Okay,
so is Shamokin. So yeah, I think they're in the same.
It's in districts that the Braves and Shikellamy are the.
That's where the Braves separate.
Braves, Danville, and Shamokin separate.
Right. Right. Okay. Yeah, gotcha. Because Shikellamy and Sealands Grove are 5A this year.
Right.
And next year. And they're the only two 5A schools in District 4, so they have to go to District 11.
Gotcha.
I've been wrong before.
No, you're right.
But
you're right.
I've been wrong before, but I'm feeling pretty good about that one. Anyway, get your final thoughts here as the Braves get ready to hit the reset and go up against Milton in a non-conference game on Monday night, a rescheduled game.
Well, I thought they did play better. Okay, the Braves did, but again, Shamokin just shows you that their strength in several areas. Sure, they're a good shooting team. Their rebounding strength was very, very, very evident tonight. But the other thing that was evident was the fact that their strength, their overall team strength as far as man-to-man, the 50-50 balls they got, and sometimes it wasn't because the Braves didn't hustle for them, it's because Shamokin just seemed to be stronger. And I guess the word desire was very evident in this team tonight. Of course, when you're scoring 19 points a quarter and 29 in the third quarter, your desire becomes almost like shark in bloody water situations. All right, you're really, really, out to super competitive, and that's what Shamokin did tonight. I thought they played much better tonight than they did in the first game. I've been following them along. They've had some rough outings, but they're a good basketball team, very good.
Well, the Braves will be in action again Monday night at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. That will be against the Milton Black Panthers, a game that was postponed from last Monday night. Coming up tonight here on WKOK, it will be Penn State basketball. Steve Jones and Dick Girardi will have the call for Rutgers at the Bryce Jordan Center against Penn State. That will be coming up in about an hour and 19 minutes from now, to be exact. Tip-off from the BJC is at 4:30. The NFL Pro Bowl tomorrow at 2:30 with kickoff from Orlando at 3. And then we start our Super Bowl countdown every night starting Sunday night at 10. We have a program that gets you ready for Super Bowl 53 with 7 days to Sunday. And then we count it down all the way to Super Bowl Sunday, which gets underway at 2 o'clock coverage here on WKOK. And a reminder, all of the programs, all of the local sports broadcasts, the Penn State broadcasts available as well on WKOK.com and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Our preview shows for the NFL will also be available online. The game itself for Super Bowl 53 only available on 1070 AM. So that'll wrap things up from Cole Township. Once again, our final score, it was Shamokin 81 and Shikellamy 54. The Indians now improved to 10-6 overall, 7-2 in conference play. The Braves fall to 4-12 overall, 2-7 in conference play. For the Chief Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Hur. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Braves basketball is a WKOK sports presentation.